Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Just chatting to Joanna Donnelly during the song there. Turns out we're both from the same place. We're both from Portmarnock. How do I not know that? How do we not run into each other? It's not that big a village.
No, no, it's not.
But then I suppose, you know, I'd need to be bumping into you in Lidl or Dunn's or something to say hello.
Yeah.
I will from now on.
Yeah, you will. Now we won't be able to get away from
yeah, exactly.
I mean, we'll be mortified.
Come here, let's talk weather for a sec. Your job, right?
Yeah.
Because it's something, as I said at the start, that we as Irish people just love talking about. But you have to talk about it, but you also have to talk about it from a position of authority and not just the old chats that we have in the kitchen. Wouldn't it be nice if, and oh God, isn't it terrible when? You have to actually study it, be a meteorologist, give us forecasts and predictions. What's that like on a daily basis, you know?
Do you know, I'm always learning, I'm always evolving, because I found the later part of my job is an awful lot of explaining science, breaking down the science.
Okay.
Now, I've written a book in order to try to do that, to try to take those bite-sized pieces of science and make them palatable.
Yes.
For the general public, because when people generally start talking about science, everybody's just got.
It's funny, yeah. There is that, and then there's the movie Twisters, right, which has just come out.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to the cast of that the other day, and I asked Daisy Edgar-Jones, like, did she pick up any meteorology lingo on the way? And she did, and she said it's actually really interesting. Now, obviously, they're talking about extreme weather in terms of tornadoes and all that, which thankfully in Ireland we don't really have to deal with that often. Occasionally. But it is fascinating, though, when you hear somebody like yourself, as you say, break down the science, the things that we can definitely understand.
Yeah, that you can relate to. And that's what I'm enjoying about my job now in these later years. Because I'm doing that job, I'll be 30 years in Met Aaron next year.
Wow, congratulations.
And every year I'm finding, and my husband is also a meteorologist.
That's right.
So I was talking to somebody recently and again trying to break down the science, and Harm is sitting beside me going, yeah, I'm not here to try. Yeah, that's right. And I'm looking at him going, would you ever?
So would he correct you if you were to get anything wrong?
He's checking my science,
oh,
and
hilarious.
I'm looking at him going, you think? he is a great sounding board. We do bounce it off each other, you know.
Because I was going to ask that, like, is it a busman's holiday conversation in that you both work in the same you know, sphere, but also in the same company? So when you get home and you're having a dinner, like, are you still talking about the science?
It's a little not so straightforward, because there's two people that like meteorology and weather forecasting. There's the people that like the science, the physics and the maths, and then there's the people that like the weather.
Gotcha.
I'm not into the weather.
Oh, you just like the science and the physics.
I like
and the maths.
Science and the physics and the maths. And breaking it down and trying to relate it.
Yeah.
I love that part, the communicating it. Harm would watch the weather. He checks the weather all the time.
Right.
He knows what's going on. He's checking the METARs, which are weather from airports.
Okay.
He's checking all the time. And he's into weather. I'm into science.
You're into science.
Well, that works, you know.
Yeah.
But then we have something to talk
about. You would be the most powerful force in weather forecasting.
And you know what, Dave? I was telling you that during the break there when the music was on, that the weather hates me this year.
Yes, it seems to be.
Yeah. Following me around. And I think it's because the weather gods have cottoned on and Harm and I have become too powerful.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, you would think a weather predicting power couple of Joanne Donnelly and Harm would be able to get themselves on holidays and not have the world's worst weather. But Joanne, tell everybody your summer so far. So, like, you're deciding, you know, let's get away from it all.
Summer so far. Did the usual thing. We have a holiday house to go to in the Netherlands, where Harm's from,
right,
his family. So we head off there, and it's not just cold, it's wet and windy and cold.
Where it usually wouldn't be. Is that right?
Their summers are generally just a few degrees warmer than ours.
Okay.
We've had some rainy summers, but it was raining every day.
Okay,
every
that's
day.
Tough.
And cold and windy. We could do nothing. So we said, well, we'll take a holiday from our holiday.
Right.
And we got an idea from a friend of ours was going to Crete. So we said, okay, we're going to fly to Crete.
Lovely. Guaranteed weather.
Guaranteed weather. And it was beautiful. We got in the car to drive to Schiphol, and in the airport, 30 minutes from Schiphol, we were on a 5-lane motorway with no hard shoulder, and we got a blowout in the car.
Oh my God.
So, you know,
the terror.
We didn't die.
What did you do though? No hard shoulder,
but they're so efficient. You
okay.
know? And I mean, so obviously we weren't the first person. We called 112.
Yeah.
And a pickup truck was there within 5 minutes.
They
closed the lane behind us within a minute.
Jeepers, that's so very impressive.
It was actually well looked. We were well looked after, thank God. And we had the option of leaving the car and abandoned the car. The father-in-law came and looked after the car, but we got to Crete, beautiful weather. Managed to get to Crete, beautiful weather. First day there, I broke my toe.
You didn't?
Yeah, coming out of the sea, kicked a rock. What was doing?
Full on broke your toe.
Broke my toe. And
so did you have to do like Crete X-rays and Crete A&E?
No, there's nothing you can do for a broken
toe. So you
toe.
Just left it be?
Ah, yeah, no, it's not my first broken toe. But the next day, Harm got COVID.
Oh, stop. Yeah. And you only had a week there?
We only had 3 days.
3 days? Oh, no.
Yeah. And then when we got back to the Netherlands, we couldn't get into the car. So we were standing in the rain in Rotterdam, freezing cold, dressed for Crete, you know.
You couldn't get into it?
Couldn't get into it. And then on the final leg of the journey, on the way home from the Netherlands, we drive. So we were driving through the UK.
Yeah.
And they decided to close the road. And our car's electric. And I don't know if you know electric driving.
Oh, I do very
Everything
well.
Everything is grand until something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Closed this road, turned us out of our way. We didn't have time to charge and make the boat. So we got off the boat in Dublin port with 2 kilometres of range on the car.
And is there a charger within 2 kilometres?
There is.
Oh, thank God.
There's one at Circle K there, just double park. But I was like, I swear to God, I'm going home. I'm never leaving the house again. My daughter was 21. We were in Berlin because it was her 21st and we were flying over.
Happy birthday to her.
She was calling me saying, oh, it was too hot. She was dying.
The weather in Berlin, the weather in Germany is very warm.
Roasting hot.
Yeah.
And I was giving her all this advice on how to keep safe in the heat because, you know, heat is the biggest killer of weather phenomenon. Of all the weather phenomenon.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, all of those.
Heat
kills
worst.
More people.
Yeah.
So I'm giving her advice on how to cope. And I said, but don't worry, darling. Mummy's on her way and so's the rain.
And did it?
Yeah,
did it follow you?
It did.
What a summer, in fairness to you.
No,
very quick weather prediction for the All-Ireland on Sunday. Have you had a look yet?
No, because I'm not back from my holidays. I'm
right.
back in work tomorrow, but I believe it should be okay.
Okay.
I think we should be all right again. Yeah, it looks like we're entering something of a summery feeling.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Just a little slight rise in temperature and a little less rain over the next little while. So
sure.
It should be good on something.
Well, a little bit less rain. That sounds like an Irish summer to me. The book is From Malinhead to Mizenhead, by the way. You should definitely pick that up if you like those weather terms explained in ways you can understand. Before you go, Joanne, I'm going to do the quick fire round with you that I do with all my guests.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you currently obsessed with other than having a good summer? Is there a TV show? Is there an app? Is there a meal? Is there a friend?
Well, the app is still my music app. So that's
okay, so the piano is still the thing.
That takes my attention away from everything. That and Candy Crush, but we won't talk about that.
What level are you on, go on?
Oh, 15,000.
Wow. There you go. That's impressive.
It's hideous. It's hideous. I'm such a bad Candy Crusher. I'm not really into TV because I read. I'm audiobooks.
Okay. So you listen to them all the time?
Yeah. I'm reading audiobooks all
okay.
the time. Yeah.
Who's the most famous person in that phone of yours?
Oh, the director of Sing Street. What's his name? John.
John Carney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He called me the night before his wedding looking for a weather forecast and obviously his name is in my phone, John Carney.
Yeah.
He called me and said, it's John Carney. I was like, I know.
I've heard of you. When you think back to when you were about 8 years old, say second class in national school, what school would you have been in?
St. Bridget's National School in Finglas.
In Finglas.
Yeah.
What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, God. Do you know, it's a very sad story.
Go on.
We didn't have I had a bit of a sad little, poor little girl upbringing, and I didn't necessarily get a lunch
oh,
every
right.
day. But we did get our free bottle of milk and our free little buns.
The buns,
we
yes.
We got a bun on a Wednesday. We got jam sandwiches on Friday. And we got corned beef sandwiches. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I have. Do you know what? I had corned beef sandwiches last night. Because someone else, when I asked this question, mentioned corned beef. And
yeah.
I went, I haven't had that in years. And I went and got
and
some.
And there's some nice corned beef sandwiches around the place. I'm a vegetarian now, but I do remember them. But I had that lunch, obviously, in primary school. But I remember one day being in the primary school and a girl had a bar of chocolate and she was doing that thing, you know, where you hold a pole and you swing around. You know that thing?
Yeah.
And she was doing that thing and her bar of chocolate was swinging around and I took a lump out of it.
But she was swinging past your face?
I did. Yeah. The idea of having a bar of chocolate. She probably remembers that now. She's going, calm. I remember that.
And the final question I ask everybody who sits in the chair you're in is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
No.
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 Excellent.
No.
We are kin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not dirty.
No, they're not dirty. Thank you. Although the other day I did come to work on Monday and Emer pointed out there was something on my leg. I looked down and it was paint from a job I did on the Sunday and so I had had a shower. So it was dirty. I made a mistake that day, but I washed it the next day. I did wash my legs the next day for that very reason. Joanne Donnelly, it's a pleasure to have a chat to you. Thanks so much for coming in and I hope the rest of your summer goes better than the last so far. Fair play to you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.